Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez.
It sure is.
I'm Reginald Adetula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, making it sound good.
It is Figgy.
And of course you, hanging out with this. In the various different ways that you get involved, 713-572-4610 is the number to text in. We appreciate you doing that, which I see a lot of people already giving their streaks. I'm excited for question of the daytime because I knew that it'd be great to get people involved. But also, there's another way to get involved, and we appreciate the MoCaram Injury Lawyers for it. The live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Football time, baby. We're gearing up for this game. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we got to hear from the coordinators, John Lopez.
We sure did. Did you pick up what I did?
Yes.
It kind of felt like Nick Caley was getting grilled.
Absolutely, without question.
He was like, hey, you're going to stand there and you're going to take these questions.
That's right.
It was pretty funny. But I don't know. Well, let's hear from him. But at the same time, I'm curious what your feeling was, you know, when it was all said and done about Nick Caley.
Where are we starting?
All right, let's start with...
You want to go with Caley number one? Because yeah. I think the big thing that is, I think, of interest with Nick Caley was that end of the first half last week where, you know, you get up there, it was like 1:41 left in the half, and they run a play, and they go back to the huddle, and there's just no sense of urgency. Yeah. They run another play, swing pass, doesn't get out of bounds, Woody Marks honestly looked like he was seeking contact in that moment, which I'm still amazed by, like the lack of situational awareness in that particular moment. So, I mean, let's go to Nick Caley, the man who's play calling in that moment. Can you talk to us what was happening, or tell us what was happening there, Nick Caley?
Yeah, the plan was to end the first half with points, and just not dissimilar to the week before in Buffalo. Similar situation, timing-wise, may have been a little bit different in terms of seconds or whatever, but to be able to, you know, get our drive started, we were going to be in our normal mode, and then we were going to kick it into our two-minute mode. We didn't convert the third down, so I think that might have altered the approach from there, unfortunately. You didn't execute.
That's not comforting, is it?
No, and I mean, kudos to Landry, because I think Landry, I knew he was going to try and, like, get some answers in this space. And he tried to, like, very much keep Nick Caley into a play. Because, let's be honest, what he said there, we got to get points. Yes, we know that's the objective in the general sense. We're asking for something a little more detailed. And he did a good job of escaping in that moment. But, no, I think that that's one of those things that's important, right? It's an important thing to figure out or to know. What is the intention, first and foremost? Like, clearly, that is not how you intended to go. What went wrong in that moment? And I'm not going to lie, it does still irk me that I don't know that we can get great answers out of anybody in the brain trust there as to why in these moments it doesn't go right, especially because I know that he's talking about, oh, it happened in the Bills game. I don't think you executed particularly greatly, but you ended up getting points at the end of that first half. But even still, like, the way that they go about it sometimes isn't necessarily great. And I think that it's surprising for a team that is so much process oriented to then in some instances fall back on, well, it works sometimes. Like, no, but the process felt bad.
Well, the issue I had with it is the whole tone and tenor, and he actually said this, was we were going to take our time at first and see what happened. And I get that if it's you're on your own 6-yard line, you know, or whatever. You're trying to just get some room and all that.
Right. It's unlikely that you make the drive, but if you're able to make some pop, let's go get it.
But to say, we were going to take our time and see what happens, see if we got a first down and then go from there. Again, that's not real comforting. And couple that, or as you like to say, juxtapose that with...
I do be saying that.
Juxtapose that with what we heard from D'Amico Ryans on Monday. I'm always aggressive. All right, so we have the head coach saying, I'm always aggressive. And then you have the head coach and Nick Caley yesterday saying, we were going to take our time. We were kind of slow footing this thing. It just didn't hit right.
No, and it doesn't even feel... The frustrating thing for me on top of that is, okay, we were going to go with the normal process, and then once we, you know, maybe found something, then we would go. You need to get yourself in field goal range, right? Like, I don't understand what the difficulty is in going with a certain level of pace, getting yourself into field goal range, and then going from the place of, because you weren't guaranteed 3 at that point.
Right.
So the idea that we're just going to take our time feels absurd to me. We're just going to waste this resource of time until we feel that we need to kick it into gear. No, this is kicking into gear time. Like, literally, it's called two minute drill, and you got the ball at 151.
Yeah, exactly. And so maybe some people are out there saying, and Frank Ross said this separately. We'll hear from him later today as well. Hey, we weren't great, but we got the win. Let's move on. So some people might be thinking that, hey, what are y'all worried about? They got the win. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are one of those teams that have a very good defense. It's going to be a very close game. We know that. That's how the Texans play it. And that's why if you're projecting this forward, you don't want to see this again at the end of a half, you know?
No, and exactly. It's the projecting forward. I don't even know how much I'm looking at it for this game in particular with Kansas City. These are the things.
Sure.
These are the things that, on the margins that lose you football games, right? As much as you're looking at the recipe that you have, and this is something we talked about earlier in the week, it's a fairly narrow recipe. There's not multiple ways to win with this team right now. It's very particular that your defense is going to be locked down and your offense is just going to not mess it up. That's an oversimplification, but I think we've discussed it enough to understand what we're talking about there. You open up the window a little bit by being efficient or adding the most possibility to win in other facets, like making your game time decisions,
or this
clock management, things of this nature. This is one of those places that very simply, even the status quo of what we do in the National Football League goes counter to what you did. And it's frustrating to see that. And I think it's even more frustrating to see them be a little combative in that place.
Right.
Like, I think it's okay to acknowledge, hey, man, we messed up. In fact, it's a lot easier, in my estimation, to do that in the time where we were able to make a win, though. We were able to get a W, make it walk, and we probably could have done that a little different.
Right.
I think the only thing that he said that he would have done differently is on that, the second first and 10 with 1 minute and 10 seconds left, the swing pass. He's like, well, maybe I could have called a better play. I actually didn't think that was a terrible play. Like, maybe you wanted to get beyond the sticks.
It was execution.
It could have gotten out of bounds.
Yeah.
The idea is, why are you then going full huddle, taking your time, breaking the huddle late? Like, it feels like the tempo.
Yes.
And it feels like, for me, that also falls in line with something where I have questions as to the capability of doing it. Because at times we've seen them go with tempo, but it doesn't really go consistently. I'm like, hey, man, I wonder at times how capable they are of, like, we need to get into the space. Let's get up. Let's run it and let's go.
I agree. I do want to get into the offensive line, what he talked about there, because, again, projecting forward with the Chiefs, this is going to be huge. And this is too, Figgy, just his first statement about the offensive line progression.
Yeah, I think they've continued to get better at just fundamental football. In the run game, I think our double teams and combinations have gotten better and improved steadily. And I think just time on task, time to settle in with the guys that are in there now, you know, just more time of doing it. Honestly, we've improved on that. I think in terms of the pass protection, the cohesiveness, starting with communication and being on the same page, those guys have done a really good job of just working together, communicating so that we're all coordinated in terms of our distribution in the pass pro. So when you couple that run game, pass protection, I think we've made some strides. We still gotta make some more strides, but you know, I've been pleased with the improvement from that standpoint. You know, we get a lot of extra work at practice, do a lot of stuff fundamentally in terms of, you know, blitz pickup, etc. And I think, you know, it's starting to you know, show improvement at a good pace. We just got to make more.
Now, that's all good and that's all positive, and he's right. You know, we've talked about it. This offensive line has got its feet. But then he went on to talk about the offensive line. And this is where, you know, you kind of start thinking about, Well, let's hear Kaylee the second part of this.
Yeah, well, I think it's we stress communication. We stress seeing it through the same set of eyes. It starts with our mic point and our declaration, and then everybody else being able to communicate and know exactly what we're doing. Leave nothing to chance, communicate, and then be able to make our calls accordingly. We want to protect inside out, and we rep. All, you know, we take a lot of reps in terms of blitz pickup, stunts, pick stunts, games, et cetera, like that. So it's like anything else, you got to work at it to improve it, and that's what we're still trying to do.
It took a while, right? But I'm thinking more Spagnuolo, this Chiefs defense. This is going to be – I left this feeling pretty good about where he is. It took a while, but they are there. This is about as good as we can expect from the offensive line. But would you agree with this? This is the biggest test for this offensive line since Seattle?
I'm not certain about that, actually. Because I do agree with him. Like, they have gotten better. And one of the things is, like, they utilize duo a lot. Like, that's some of the thing that's, I think, has helped them, right? When we talk about the opportunity for gap schemes, like, they're going in there with two guys attacking that man up front and then getting up to the second level when they have an opportunity to. Knowing that I am the sicko that I am, I was like, I wonder who have the Chiefs seen that have maybe utilized duo? And the closest facsimile I could find was the Denver Broncos a few weeks back.
Maybe, yeah.
So I went and looked at it. They don't use a ton of duo, but they use some. And in the duo reps that I saw where they ran the football, the Kansas City front, they don't shed blocks. They don't move necessarily. It's not like you're just absolutely going to muscle them off of their spot, which is kind of interesting. But they're also not shedding blocks. So I think that this is one of those where you should be able to pick up like three or four on a lot of, or at least the Broncos did, right? Pretty consistently pick up 2, 3, 4 every time. Now, they weren't busting them on those particular duo reps. It wasn't like they were breaking free for 7 or 12 on any of these, but just pretty consistently keep those guys, keep those guys blocked up. You were able to find, as long as you're reading the blocks well, pick up 3, pick up 4, which honestly, does that not sound like what this Texas team wants to do?
It is. It does. I just, the middle of their defense, you know, we heard from Nick Wright yesterday, you know, of all the things you can talk about, you know, some issues here, you know, Chris Jones is way down on the list. And that's a different animal there, man. That's a completely different animal. So it could get, I think it's a big test.
Yeah, in theory. Yeah. The wild thing about it is knowing the talent that that Chris Jones has, what did Aaron Wilson say that man's nickname was, supposedly?
Yeah.
Stone Cold.
I never heard of that one either.
That's one of those. Have you ever gone on, like, the StatHead websites, whether it's Basketball Reference, Football Reference, Baseball Reference, and see where they put the nicknames next to it?
Yeah.
And I love doing that because I'm like, nobody calls this person that.
Yeah.
I think that Stone Cold Jones is one of those where I was like, nobody actually calls Chris Jones that. But even that ethos is Chris Jones. We know he's supposed to be that. He hasn't statistically been that this year. So I'll be very interested to see whether it's the track record of this season of Chris Jones or just like the mythos of Chris Jones that we see in this game. And I think that might tell us a little bit about this offensive line.
But I agree. Even watching, that's how I walked away from it.
Even watching the Cowboys last night, and we'll talk more about it, because the Cowboys, it was the Chiefs game and the Eagles game where we were like, oh, maybe they've improved this defensive line. The defensive line didn't look that great, which makes me look at the, you know, or rather not the defensive line, other way.
Yeah.
It made me look at this this Chiefs defensive line and be like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Not all that afraid. Not that I was already too afraid of that anyways. More stuff to talk about there. I think that that's absolutely the good side of it, is the offensive line does look a lot more steady. And if they can keep CJ upright, I think there's opportunities to do even more. A lot to talk about when it comes to this game. We're gearing up for Texans Chiefs as we keep going here on a Football Friday. And coming up next, like, offense, that's one thing. There's also something to be considered in the special teams realm, because the Chiefs haven't necessarily been all that great in their own right. Let's talk about what special teams might look like in this game next. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, it's a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Having a good one here in the Loop. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Gonna have a fun one if for no other reason than B. Scott comes in the 11 o'clock hour as he is wont to do. That'll be fun. We'll get a chance in the 12 o'clock hour to give away a pair of tickets. The University of Houston Cougars basketball team take on Florida State at the Houston Hoop Showdown that's going to happen tomorrow at Toyota Center. So that's going on as well. And we're gearing up for a big-time game that has the possibility of being redemptive, right? Of being restorative to the soul of these Houston Texans after the last five games versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Not quite gone the way that you want to.
You know, I never put pen to paper. It is five.
Five of them.
Five.
Five of them things. Last five. Dating back to
kind of a low-key rivalry, even though they haven't done their part.
Yeah, again, yeah. The old thing about rivalries only going one way, so on.
But they want it badly.
Yeah, they look, I imagine that they want it pretty bad, even though I don't think they'll let us in on it. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that, like, when it comes to the organization? Because I know, okay.
Heck yeah.
Highest levels.
I've had text exchanges I could show you.
Okay, all right, okay. Because they're not going to let on. I think that's the way.
Yeah.
Although, you look over at the Kansas City side, it seems like they might be in on the rivalry aspect of it. Special teams is an interesting portion of this game. Frank Ross, I thought did you see his availability yesterday?
Yeah, he was feeling it.
Yeah.
Even for Frank Ross standards.
Yeah. I mean, he's always amped up. Mm-hmm. I thought that I appreciated him being, putting it all on him. He's like, look, man, coaching wise, it's always going to be on the coach when you talk about those special teams things, but they do need to get things right. I think that they've been leaky at times or not quite the way the places that they wanted to be. Kicking field goals, obviously, in the special teams domain is going to be interesting here because one of the things that we tend to believe is that Kaimi Fairbairn in the cold, with those K-balls, it doesn't quite work out in the ways that you typically want. It seems like the Kansas City special teams coordinator is also trying to add into the rivalry in special teams fashion.
It does. I guess he was kind of – you tell me. Was he kind of trying to Jedi mind trick the Houston Texans when he talked about this?
Tell you one thing I do like is the cold weather. That makes it feel like playoff weather, and it just feels like that's natural and normal for us. And I practiced yesterday. It really felt good being out there with the cold weather. I think that's going to help us.
Couple more.
Speaking to that, Dave, because of the changes in the conditions, does that change that demarcation line?
Yeah, I mean, I always talk about the cold weather as like return season, and I think that helps. I mean, guys don't want to run down there and tackle in the cold weather. I mean, a lot of guys don't, but I just think it gives you an advantage, a mental advantage, if you had success in that kind of environment, and we have.
Feels natural for us. A lot of guys don't like to go down and tackle in the cold weather. It gives us an advantage. Is that trying to get into the Texans a little bit?
I mean, I imagine that he's trying. I don't think that it's going to work because if there's anybody who's talking about the mental side of this and the physicality, I feel like the Houston Texans aren't the team that you go. They don't have the mental feel for this.
They struggled.
They have struggled, but it's not been for lack of physicality.
Yeah.
It's just been placement,
where
right?
they are, yeah.
Maintaining your lane integrity has been the things that allowed the, you know, two return touchdowns in 3 weeks. That was what it was.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody on this and the special teams are like lacking physicality, right? Think about the young man who, you know, had his first go with the Texans, where he's out here just like fumbling and bumbling and stumbling, making sure to get down the field to go and, you know, have his coverage responsibility. Now, this team, man, like they do this. Like they physically, that's never been a thing that I've questioned with Frank Ross, is his ability to motivate his guys to go and be physical. The question just was, are they going to remain gap sound?
Right.
And they did a better job of that this Sunday. And I imagine that this is another day where they're going to need to keep that in touch.
It is funny because there are people in Kansas City who follow the Chiefs that will tell you, you know, last year so many close games that they won. This year some close games that they're losing. There are people who will tell you the biggest difference between last year and this year is the Chiefs' special teams. They have been one of the best special teams in return and coverage and everything for years, and they've been very average to below average this year. So the Texans are not the only ones that have struggled here. So maybe he's talking to his own team too. You know, we can do this. It's time for us to, you know, playoff season, as he put it. To get going. But it is funny because we did hear from Frank Ross about those struggles as well. It's almost like every Friday, because Ross and the coordinators speak on Thursday, the special teams comes to the forefront because he's asked about all these things.
Sure.
And this is what he said about the struggles.
Yeah, first off, anytime there's a mistake, like, it's the coach's fault. It's the coach's fault, man. We got to coach it better. We got to coach it better. We got to have more population to the football. We got to be putting the players in the right seats on the bus to go execute. And it sounds maybe it's a silver lining to me, and it's how I try to operate. Like, never want, man, we want to play every play perfect across the whole season. But when something does go like that, you got to have a chin. You got to be able to take it. And then you got to make sure, at the right time, you come out in a win. Thank you. Great. Okay, let's go learn from it. And I think we've done that. We're able to make some adjustments and cover some things up nicely. I call it a week ago. So thankful to learn from that. Silver line is when those things happen, that we still get a football team win, and that's all that matters. So, yeah, anytime there's something a little shaky, we're going to go and work hard to button it up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just really, you know, kind of struggling to explain that they're working on it, number one. But those struggles have been very, very real. Very real.
I feel like anytime somebody's like, oh, I'm getting that fixed a week ago,
yeah,
you can tell it's digging in their crawl.
Yeah.
And exactly. For Frank Ross, he was like, no. We're like,
this kills him.
This is fixed a
this
week ago.
This kills him.
And that's why I can only imagine. Yeah. I don't know if at that point yesterday he had heard what Dave Tobe had said over in Kansas City. I'm sure that just him.
Some guys don't like to tackle in the cold.
Yeah, I bet he went and just had three espresso shots and was like, let's get to work.
Exactly.
I can only imagine. Like, the team is working out in NRG today. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if Frank Ross went and got the special teams guys like, no. Y'all come with me. we outside. They calling us soft, baby. Yeah. Like, hell no.
And oh, by the way, we have some horrible special teams memories in Kansas City. You know, from fake punts to missed kicks to missed playoff field goals. So this is, you know, we always mention margins. This is the one that matters, I think, is going to matter the most in this game.
How are you feeling about the range and kicking?
I'm really uncertain. I'm just uncertain. We, you know, the confidence level with Kyahmi Fairbairn is high, except when you look at what he's done in late in seasons and in cold weather.
At least last year.
Well, remember, I think we went to last year and the year before. Either way, there have been some misses, you know, in these types of environments.
I like to think that last year was just kind of a blip. Like, I hate to use the word because it, especially in the context of sports, it is one of those ultimate no-nos. It felt like he kind of got the yips a little bit.
It did.
Last year.
Like, it absolutely did.
And I think that would maybe lean a little bit away from that because I was a little bit shocked to see over the entirety of his career, which, to be fair, he's the longest tenured Texan right at this point. It's a longer career. He's actually been pretty good in the month of December. But it feels like when you have the opportunity to play outside is where it gets a little dicey. Like, this is where I think the rest of your team can help your special teams out. Is, hey, if you're punching in touchdowns as opposed to, you know, leaning on Kyahmi Fairbairn in those moments, not that you don't believe him to be a player capable of leaning on, but you can help him out, man. Like, don't put him in situations where it is entirely his leg that you're requiring to get you over in this. Be better in the circumstances of in the red zone. Give him much more makeable field goals if you are having field goal circumstances. Like, that's where I think that the rest of the team can help him out quite a bit.
Yeah. 832, is he trying to call us soft?
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Look, you know, both these special teams have struggled, and I think whichever one has the big play or the most big plays, I think the team wins the game.
And then, of course, like he was just talking about the cold in general, which it sounds like the dudes have their ways of combating it. Although I get the Vaseline, like, inherently is supposed to be something different, like, gives you kind of like a barrier. In my head, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just like, oh, so moisturizing is you're just going to put some lotion on? Is that, that does it? Just make sure you moisturize, huh?
Yeah. Don't get all scaly.
Are we solidified on thinking, who do we say was our cold weather warrior that we anticipated?
I think Jake Andrews is going to go shirtless or sleeveless in the pregame.
I think probably Stover.
That was the other one.
Because he played in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will get images of that.
Yeah, 100% before the game. I'm looking forward to all the snapshots of being able to see guys' breath out there and everything. That'll be a fun part of it. And hopefully,
how cold is it supposed to be?
20.
Woo.
Yeah.
Glad I'll be watching that from the comfort of a couch rather than out
it's
there.
It's a good question, Figgy, because we've been talking about the cold and we haven't really.
Yeah, like if it's 40 degrees cold.
We're good.
But it's not supposed 20? To be precipitation.
No,
it's
I don't
just
think
cold.
So. Yeah.
Which, hey, that's significant.
Hey, 20
better,
is still 20, though, man.
Yeah, but I mean, 20 when it's cold, when it's raining sideways or things of that nature.
Man, it was 50 yesterday, and I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we soft.
That's we're soft. We are soft, by the
Football
way.
Football team is not. All right, you're in the loop.
Tell Dave Tobe.
It's Tobe. As like, it's, I don't know why. I don't know why, but it is that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, yesterday, in sports, you saw the end of a incredibly long streak. And that got us thinking. Question of the day. What's a streak that you're really proud of? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next. About to get to the question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Quick note. Kamari Lassiter is at practice today. Obviously, more of a walkthrough on a Friday inside the stadium at NRG Stadium before they take off to Kansas City. But this is of note because we had reporting yesterday that was like, hey, he's the injury that he's dealing with. I mean, he will play again this year, but it's kind of up in the air. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute, because he had not practiced Wednesday nor Thursday. And the idea of playing without Kamari Lassiter very much does change the way it affects the way I view this defense.
I think it changes it. Because of Miles Bryant and, you know, who knows, you know, Petrie, you know, coverage, tight ends like, Travis Kelce and some of the wideouts that they're getting back. I think it's huge. It's a huge thing for him, especially, you've already lost Tim Settle for the year. And I know he's not in the secondary. What I'm saying, though, is your defense is taking some hits.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have very many secondary players. And I think Trey Smith would have to play all those snaps on the outside. I don't think that he's incapable, but it's very different. Mm-hmm. It's very different in that case. But we'll talk about that more as the show continues because it seems like he's at practice. So that seems like he has a shot of playing on Sunday better than what I felt late last night about Kamari Lassiter. But question of the day, inspired by LeBron James, who – before yesterday, actually, I have the dates here, so if you'll give me 1 second, I will get these for you. And, of course, as I scroll.
I think it's 7,685,000.
Not technically correct. So this streak started January 6th.
It's a long streak.
It's a long streak.
Breaking news. It's
January 6th, 2007. From then up until December 1st of 2025.
I was in high school.
1,297 straight games that he played with a double-double in each. That was broken yesterday, and it's an impressive streak. How impressive is it? Kevin Durant is now the longest active double-digit scoring. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. In the league. He would need to do it for about 82 games for about 12 more years in order to catch up to where LeBron's is. Crazy.
You talk about
crazy
stupid
stuff.
Records.
And so with that being the case, what's a record or a streak that you are proud of? 713-572-4610.
I'm curious what you guys are. I mentioned mine. I'll mention them real quick here. And just as soon as I say this, you know, I'm planning another trip to Costa Rica after the Super Bowl. And I've been on the water for my entire life. You know, boats, you know, going on trips, fishing trips, rough water, calm water. I've never hurled.
Have you gotten close?
I've gotten close, I believe, twice. Once in Alaska, we were in some pretty big, pretty nasty stuff trying to go catch some halibut. And I could feel it. You know, I'm like, oh, boy, I'm getting sick. And, you know, you kind of snap out of it. You're looking at the horizon, trying to keep yourself busy and all that. And once in Costa Rica, you know, where I was like, all right, the old stomach's starting to flip-flop a little bit. And I've snapped out of that one. But I've never, as much as I've been on a boat, I've never hurled. I've never upchucked, as they say.
Yeah.
Seasickness. So I'm pretty proud of that. And, of course, in February, I'm going to come back from that trip and say, I threw up.
That's right. Honestly, I thought like Seth did, that it was one of those kind of, you either have a disposition towards vomiting on a boat or you don't. Mm-mm. Like, this is, everybody can get it.
I think most, there is something to that. Like, I am, but I've gotten my sea legs for, you know, decades. It takes a lot for me to even feel it. But I do think it has to do with that day, you know, what you ate the day before, not just like you're hungover or something, but maybe what you ate the day before, what you drank the day before, your biorhythms, your body is, you know, some days you feel different than others, even just waking up in the morning and you're like, oh, I kind of feel off. I'm not sick, but I kind of. Well, you get on a boat that day, you might be vomiting at the end of the day. I think it's case by case. I will say this. If you get on the water enough, you're going to feel it at some point. And I think some people are more predisposed to actually feeling it in the worst way.
Okay. All right. For me, I can keep it simple. Because for some reason, I was thinking about high school football when I played high school football this morning. Mm-hmm. And I have never broken a single bone in my body.
Oh, you've mentioned that.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Again,
that's amazing.
I played sports my whole life. Yeah. Soccer, football, basketball. Not a bone. Now, the one thing I will say, I have sprained these ankles more times than you can count. But never had a break. Not a single. And I wasn't a reckless child, but I also wasn't the most cautious. Have I told you the story about how me and my friend were jumping off of stuff? Yeah, jumping off the second floor onto the first floor on a love seat. He broke his arm, and that's when we stopped. You know what I mean? Like, so I've been close, but I've never broken a single bone. Which is wild, because it feels like that's a rite of passage, especially if you play sports. You know what I mean?
Yes. Figgy?
Yeah. So the one I thought about was, so back before I moved here, one thing I used to always do, always get stopped by the police. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what. Yeah, every time. Even if it's just something simple or mistaken identity or something. Yeah. Always get pulled over. Since I moved here, I only got pulled over one time, man, and that was like 2 years ago. I got caught in a little speed trap.
Oh, okay.
It was speed trap.
Did you get a ticket?
Yes, I actually got a ticket. So I had to do the little class, the little online class, so I don't get any points on the license.
Some driving, baby.
Yeah. So that one, another one too. Speaking of police, I hung around a lot of crazy dudes and all that stuff. Never been arrested.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
I've never been arrested. A lot of people. I've been around some wild stuff too, man. Yeah. I've never been in handcuffs before.
That is one of the most important streaks.
I plan on keeping that streak going.
You gotta keep that one going.
Yeah, I've been around a lot of people who've been arrested.
Yeah,
and they let me go or didn't, you know, question me or anything.
You told a story once, like some other guys arrested you, right?
Yeah. I've been around some crazy stuff, man. I've been pulled over to the point I almost got arrested, but they end up letting me go.
Yeah.
Never been arrested before.
The one that I'm still bitter about this, for as long as I work here, I'm going to be bitter about this. I had a nearly 14 year streak of never using a sick day, never calling in sick. And Figgy, you remember this. I got here on a Monday in 2023 and I survived the first wave of COVID. I survived the second wave of COVID and we were in the third wave, which some people may not remember. That was another kind of bad one. And I got here and I was just kind of feeling off, like just not like what's going on, like what I was just talking about. So I got home and tested and it was positive. And I called Parker and I said, "Hey, I tested positive for COVID, but I'm not feeling too bad. I'll do the show tomorrow from the house. I'll do the show this week from the house." Man, 2 hours later, I was in bed feeling like I was dying, and I didn't get out of bed till like Saturday.
Well, don't even worry about it because you wouldn't have been the best on the show today. A number of people talking about not missing work. This one from the 832, pretty damn good. 17 years without missing a day from work up until some health issues went and shut that thing down.
That's a good one.
I saw someone earlier.
The air conditioning one?
Yes.
I love this
832,
one.
Been in air conditioning since 1978. Remember that quick math. How many years is that?
That's close to 57.
Since 78?
78 is not quite 57.
No, that's not 57.
So it's, 47?
47. Right, 47.
Yeah.
They said they spent 32 years without stepping through a ceiling.
Yeah, and you know what I answered him? That's quite a feat.
All right.
Get it?
Boo.
See what I did there?
Boo this man.
Quite a feat.
Boo him a ton. 832, never had COVID and did not have the flu since 1969.
Oh, my God.
I know you getting your flu shots. That is incredible.
Oh, my God.
That is good stuff. Yeah. And then someone said, shout out to Dom in New Jersey texting in. He said he's not proud of it, however. 0-2 seeing the Texans in person.
Oh, he's mentioned that.
So not 0-2. Sorry, 0-12. Did I say that correctly?
Oh, 0-12.
0-12. So he's got T. Mill beat something crazy. Yeah,
you stay the hell away from the Texans for the rest of the season. The rest of the season.
We got to set him up for an easy one.
We got to see if we go the preseason or something.
Get Dom's
man.
For an easy one to break the streak because that is insane. So some other ones coming in. Let's see. Moved to a new house in 2020, no microwave. Is that a streak? Does that count as a streak, just not having a microwave?
Yes. How do you not? You've never had a microwave?
Heating stuff up on the stove?
Hey, man. Hey, all those chemicals and all that stuff in the microwave.
Well, yeah, a lot of
man.
People believe that. Yeah.
All right. I will take this time, this expeditious food, as opposed to what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
281 streak I'm most proud of, meeting or exceeding my sales quota for the past 18 years. They said over $500 million during the streak of sales. Hey, shout out to you.
That is a big time streak.
I feel like you probably on the streak where you've never been fired because that is incredible work as long as you're making money.
I'm on the streak right now where I haven't had cable since I lived here.
Oh, wow.
And I thought I was going to break that streak, man, because, you know.
What made that possible, Figgy?
Just, you know, reading books and all that stuff. I ain't focused on no TV.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, right? Man.
Just reading
read
the
books, man.
The Joy Luck Club. He's all over
Netflix.
You get him on a podcast, got like a wall of books behind him, man.
Yeah. Haven't read not one of them. Just decoration.
That's right.
There you go. Oh, wow. Don't accuse Figgy of that, 832. All right. So keep those coming in if you so choose.
Calling you a snitch.
The streaks that you have
enjoyed. What I snitch on? I ain't been arrested.
This is a great one from the 713.
Charm, man.
Yeah, from the 713. Haven't been to an Astros game sober since 2003.
Hey, there you go. Kudos to you.
Doing it correct. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up in the next, maybe the best hour of the show all week. We get B. Scott jumping in and joining us. And let's talk about around the NFL. Let's talk about that Thursday night football game. Did it deliver to what I had sold it as, possibly the best Thursday night football game this season? Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.